Hello and welcome to our December Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call, powered by Exceptional Connections. I'm Cindy O'Neill-Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as the educational series for Networking Mastery. So these calls highlight our monthly ECN speaker luncheon speakers who graciously agree to share their amazing brilliance with our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. So we are very thankful that Marcel Allen, Creative Director of Dreamosity, was the featured speaker at our sold-out Tuesday, December 12th Exceptional Connections luncheon. So all in attendance were inspired by her talk, How to Support Your Colleagues in Syndicate Content Through Social Media for Increased Visibility. So to set the expectations with everyone, Marcel has generously agreed to share with us her Mapping Out Your Community Matrix talk for the next 20 to 30 minutes. So then we'll next open up the call for Q&A with the plan to end by 1 p.m. So be sure to stay on the line until the end, as we'll be sharing all kinds of great ways our listeners can learn about upcoming opportunities being offered to our Exceptional Connections community. So it's my pleasure and honor to introduce Marcel Allen as a presenter of our call today. For the past 8 years, Marcel has supported remarkable leaders and has served as a digital cheerleader, also known as social media manager. Go, Marcel. Woohoo. She's worked with small town heroes, public figures, and even celebrities. Marcel believes in the power of the well-connected person. Yay, me too. And those search engines connect intellectuals around the globe daily, and social media connects hearts and pocketbooks. Well said. In ways her grandfather's generation couldn't even imagine. In 2015, she developed the Discovery Deck, which is a deck of cards designed to help people get comfortable with all the moving pieces of a successful online marketing campaign. She hosts Developing Digital You training workshops at the Remarkable Room in downtown Bothell, and loves watching her clients' eyes light up with when they see how easy it can be. So it's my pleasure to turn this call over to the amazing and inspirational Marcel Allen. Take it away, Marcel.
Hey, thank you so much, Cindy. I really appreciate you having me here today, and I know you've got an incredible community that you've already built, and I admire what you've done for your group. So you're in that remarkable leader category that I speak about, so happy to be here.
Yeah.
And so before we get started, I handed out a worksheet to everybody who was at the event last week, and if you weren't there, I've uploaded a copy of it into the Exceptional Connections online Facebook group, and so there's a free copy there. I'm going to be speaking to that. So if you can go online real quick and find that, or at least have it open, it's going to help guide this conversation today. Something else you might want to have to make this really useful is just a pen and paper or, you know, a notepad. We'll be doing a little bit of research and conversation around, you know, developing our community matrix. And what is that and why do we need that? And that's what I'll start with. So first off, the social audience matrix, it's a big matrix or a grid to help map out, and for me to kind of better understand where I'm taking my clients when I'm doing their social media with them. And on the far left column, if you can imagine this, we're measuring expertise. So anyone from, you know, a rookie, a brand new beginner, all the way to the top, MVP or expert, you know, so, and there are different tactics that can help move you along from, you know, a rookie to an expert, which is kind of cool. And then on the top, there is a audience size metric, right? So sometimes your audience is, you know, 5 people or 25 people or, you know, 250 people on a really good day, right? Or if we're running ads, we might be seeing 2,500 to 25,000 people seeing our content. And that's where the tactics to push us from stage 1 to stage 5 are very, very different than the tactics that go from rookie to MVP. So with that, it's just this cool concept that I developed because I was like, why is it that some of my clients, you know, I could scale them from 35,000 fans to 100,000 fans really quickly in 6 months, and then some projects, it was like, man, it would take, you know, 6 months to get to 100 fans. You know, so I tried to, you know, reverse engineer what were the tactics, what were the actual things that I was doing in these campaigns or the team was doing to make success happen. Since then, I've created these community matrices, which help people better support, better lead, better contribute to their communities in intentional ways. So I'm going to be speaking a lot about Facebook groups. It could also be a LinkedIn group or a meetup group. But there's online communities that I can look at the internet as like an online city, right? Some places are cool and fun and really exciting to, you know, hang out, and some places are kind of quiet and still, you know, a little bit like a library, although there's great knowledge and wisdom in these groups. And so what I want to help you do today is visualize your community matrix, right? Everyone here is already plugged into several communities. You've all got exceptional connection as a great community. You probably have others. And so the first step, what I want us to do is brainstorm 10 groups that we're in, online groups. And it could be a Toastmasters group. It could be a church group or a family group. It could be a fitness group where you do a lot of motivation and, you know, working out. It could be a paid membership group. It could be an alumni association from where you went to school, or if you're on the board of directors somewhere, you might have a, you know, community around that. It could be a mastermind group or a networking group. So I want you to, on a piece of paper, list out 10 groups. Think of their names. Think of what they are. And then the cool part is I want you to go into Facebook while we're on the call and search them, you know, in the Facebook search engine and find out how many members are in these groups. One of the things I always say in my speeches is that there's data behind our dreams. And a lot of times people aren't comfortable with numbers or spreadsheets. And so I try to make it fun and useful and valuable. So some of these groups that we're brainstorming might have 25 people. Some might have 14,000. Some might be 200. So I want you to first start by listing out these 10 groups. And if I move too quickly, know that this will be recorded and you can always listen back to it. But I want you to map out 10 groups. So you can start with exceptional connections because we're all in that group. And I think, what were the numbers at? I think you're about 30-something. I'm going to double-check real quick. So there's 30 members, exactly. So that would fall in the social audience matrix. That would be in stage one. And there's no right or wrong with stages. It's just data to help us guide some of our decisions.
And we just, can I jump in and just mention, we just created that group a couple weeks ago. So love to have you invite others. So I'll back out, but just wanted to put that as a little disclaimer that it's a brand new group.
Yeah, perfect. And the numbers are going to change. You know, sometimes maybe your email list is, you know, 500 and your community is 30, but your video views are getting, you know, thousands. So there's multiple things we can measure with the social audience matrix. But right now, for the sake of community matrix, we're going to measure the members, how many people are in these groups. So try to come up with 10. There's a group that I admin here locally called Humor Heals, and there's about 130 people. You're all invited to go check out that Facebook group. It's just kind of a fun, playful way to use humor and, you know, to share about what comedians are doing and, you know, funny jokes, but from a playful, fun perspective, right? There's another free group I admin called Bloggers in Bothell. So if you're in the Bothell area, or if you network in Bothell, you might want to join that if you're, you know, blogging in Bothell. And there's a lot of great groups. There's I've got a friend who admins a group called Internet Marketing Super Friends, and it has, it's a free group, and it's got 21,000 members, right? So that's going to bounce us up really far into, say, you know, stage three or stage four, because that's a lot of people, right? So there's data behind your dreams. So keep working to make your list. And then what I want you to do between now and Christmas, perhaps, is to review each of those Facebook groups and think about and go and read with the admin, the person who leads the group, what are their rules and regulations? Some Facebook groups are really, really great for promotion and sharing and making an offer here and there or sharing your blog post. And some are strictly conversation where you're not supposed to, you know, promote anything. And you want to honor those groups. So I want you to, from those first 10 that you may have identified, I want you to build a safe list. A safe list is a group of, you know, a list of groups where you can share content. You can share your videos. You can share your blog posts. When I'm doing this for my clients, I find that on average, every business has between 5 to 25 groups that their brand is connected to. That's a lot of groups, right? So the communities where there's 25, it can be a lot to manage, but by knowing the data and knowing how many members are in these groups, it helps you understand, you know, if your goal is to get 10,000 views on a video, perhaps you know that if you're dropping this video into three groups with 30 members, that might not be enough. You might need to find some larger communities to share your content to. And with talking about sharing to communities, I want to leave you with three big words: serve, support, and syndicate. So serve, support, and syndicate. Syndicate is a really fancy word for sharing, right, where you would share a video or a blog post. But a good campaign will have a lot of syndication, meaning eventually the community members will start sharing this person's content. You'll have friends and family members and colleagues and clients. They're going to start sharing your videos or your offer or your memes at some point. And it's really exciting when a community leader has a great vision for their brand and for their company and the story of where they're going, people will get behind you and they'll share your stuff effortlessly. Like once you have rapport with them and you've chosen to follow this leader, you know, so for Cindy, for you and Exceptional Connections, maybe you start to encourage people to share those beautiful memes you've been doing and set a goal for yourself. Let's see if I can get this meme to be in front of 1,000 people. Or 10,000 people, and eventually, 100,000 people. But if you don't ask people to share your content, people don't share your content, unless they just love it so much. So those three words: serve, support, and syndicate. Now, notice I didn't say sell as one of those three words, and that's because selling it's kind of embraced in supporting, right? When you're supporting a community, you're supporting those members, neighbors and friends, there's going to be opportunities for you to make recommendations, whether it's yourself or a friend, but there's always sales opportunities when you come from a place of being supportive. So I want to encourage you to think about these groups that you have, and maybe you've got 5 or 6 right now, maybe you've got 10, but think of where are you already serving? Where do you already volunteer? Where do you connect? And if you can't think of 10, I want to encourage you to think of 10. It could be a fitness group. It could be a spiritual group or a yoga group. It could be anything connected to your brand or who you are as a business professional. Okay, so once you've identified your 10 groups and their size and you've reviewed the rules and regulations and you have that safe list, I want you to, based on size, on that social audience matrix, just draw a circle, right? So I've got one group called Bothell Community, and there's 21,000 neighbors, right? I put them in the rookie to double A category. These are not your specialists. These are not experts. There might be a couple experts, but they're what I would call, they're generalists. These are, friends and family in your neighborhood. But it's 20,000 people. Large, right? So if I'm promoting an event that's open to the public, that might be a good community for me to increase my exposure. Other groups, I've got, my Humor Heals group it's the generalist too, right? We're just 100 people trying to have fun with humor. It's a part of a community. It's not like we're all experts or anything, but it's actually a notch above rookie because these people are developing humorous content. You might think about an author's book, right? So if any of you on the call are an author, you might be in a publisher's community where, there's 60 other authors. That might be more expert level. That might be more triple A in the sense that these are experts at what they do. So they might be at the top of your social audience matrix. So I want you to think about your groups and think, are these community members, are they generalists? Are they kind of rookie? Are they new to the game? Or are these solid professionals who've been maybe networking or marketing something for 20, 30 years and they are, at the top of their game? You might put that community, and if you just draw a circle, right? So eventually you'll have a bubble of circles, some large, some small. But it can help design a social media campaign so we're not out there just pushing content to our business page. And what's happening right now, you guys, with the Facebook algorithms is even if you post something to, say, 1,000 people on your business page, not everybody's going to see that. There's going to be a percentage of people that see that. Facebook's business model is an advertising model. If you haven't been told that, now you know. But they want you to pay to play, right? So having this community matrix is designed, it's more of a free tactic. It's ways that you can get more exposure by sharing into these communities intentionally and with, you know, kindness and love and a vision to share a really good message versus just running ads. Now, I'm a big believer in ads. I've had a lot of good campaigns that have had ads, but not everybody's ready for that. And especially if you don't have a community behind you, you may not want to be experimenting with ads just yet. So with that, my goal for you is to all develop a community matrix. Think about who you serve, who you support, and where you can syndicate your content to. I host these workshops called Developing Digital You because it's all about your digital footprint. So I tell the story of my friend Abram, who, when I first met him online, he was doing a video a day. This is a couple years ago now. And he was just a goofball guy from University of Colorado, and he was just doing a video kind of documenting his life. And then when I met him, I kind of had this weird experience where I reached out and I touched him. I'm like, oh, you're real. You're a real person. Because I had only known digital Abram until that point when I actually met him. And he was actually a big cheerleader for me in terms of embracing video and starting to do video. And he actually called me out. He's like, doesn't Dreamosity stand for, you know, dreams plus curiosity plus generosity? He says, how have you playing small, being generous? And I was like, ooh, right? So Digital Marcel was born, and I did my first video. The whole idea with Digital Marcel, or developing digital you, is that your digital platform, you know, imagine if you could out-motivate, out-train, out-sell, and out-educate based on your digital presence. How much more profitable and generous could you be? So that's where the framework for developing digital you came from. And then another funny story, one of my sales coaches, this was a couple years ago when I was in California, and he was in my apartment and we were recording a sales video, and he's a sales guru, right? So he was doing a sales video, and I whispered, I was like, ah, it's Digital Eric. And then from that, his goal was, how can I get real life Eric, or Digital Eric, to outsell real life Eric? So that was his goal. And I was like, that's a crazy goal, because he's already making, you know, $1 million a year. So for his digital platform, that's his new goal, for his digital footprint, to outsell, out-train, out-motivate, and out-educate. And that's this idea that when you have a community matrix, your digital footprint, you're kind of building a path, right? So maybe right now you've got 100 fans or 1,000 fans. What if your goal is 10,000 or 100,000? And it's not that you want to be necessarily popular or famous, but your contribution to the world, when you leverage technology, can be so much greater than if we play small. And so my encouragement for you is to dream. Dream about, you know, what if your first video, what if you could get your first 100 views, or your first 1,000 views, or even 10,000 views? That might not be possible if you don't have communities behind you that support you on your mission and you know, with your business. But once you have that community matrix, it's so encouraging, you guys, to see, wow, I've got potentially 20,000 people at my fingertips. Because a lot of you already have huge networks. You already have really great communities that you've been nurturing and supporting and encouraging for the last, you know, decade perhaps. And now part of developing digital you, it's about being on offense versus just kind of being passively in the game. And once you start to be on offense and you begin to get more strategic and you begin to leverage new tactics, the speed of which success can come to you increases. Now, I'm not saying it happens for everybody, but a good product, a good leader, a good program can move very, very, very quickly online. And it's very exciting when those campaigns actually just shoot off and tremendous things happen. So I want you to work on this community matrix. If you have any questions, feel free to post them in the Facebook group, Exceptional Connections Community. You can ask questions there. Or if anybody wants to come off mute, we can do that. And one other thing I wanted to share about. So I know there's a big buzzword right now about everybody wants to build their tribe, right? I'm sure you've heard that people are trying to build a tribe, and they're talking about, oh, I've got a tribe I'm starting. And I want to educate you guys on, and ladies, guys and ladies, on the difference between community and tribe. What we just did was a community matrix, where we're looking at the size of the groups that we already participate in. A tribe is a little bit different than a community. A community is just where people come together, they gather, they share a common interest or experiences. Whereas a tribe, one, there's a leader. Somebody's leading that tribe, someone. It could be you, it could be somebody else. And then the other part of a tribe is their language. If you look back to Native American tribes, the language, they actually have, you know, a language that an outsider wouldn't really understand, right? So if you do have this vision or this heart to develop a tribe for your business or your brand, there's got to be a language that's a little bit different than everybody else. Right. So, for example, with Lisa Hawkinson, I'm working with her, and I've mapped out her communities, and she's got about 10 or 15 communities we're connected to. And she's a home organizer. She's wonderful. She wrote a book called Calming Your Chaos, and it's all about downsizing and handling your grief and getting your home so it's not completely chaotic. So calming your chaos. And part of what we're doing with her community is getting a new language that only people inside that community understand. So we call ourselves smooth organizers, right? There's a language that other people may not get, but inside this community, this tribe, is people who are developing, you know, the skills as a smooth organizer. And people ask me, well, what's that? It's like, well, it's not a drama queen and it's not a perfectionist. It's this happy, cozy place in the middle where we're not going to live our lives focused on perfectionism, and we're not going to focus on the drama. We're going to get our stuff together, and we're going to be organized, and we're going to smooth it out and calm our chaos. So that's an example of some, you know, languaging of a tribe that's different than maybe another home organizer out there that talks about, you know, decluttering or downsizing, and those are, you know, common universal terms. But a tribe is going to have a language that only the members of it really, really understand. So I want to encourage you with that, because I think some of you here are working to build a tribe. You know, you've already got the community, but maybe the next step is to develop a language around it. The other thing about a tribe that's different than a community is there's a reoccurring place and time where people meet. It could be annually, it could be monthly, but Cindy, for you in Exceptional Connections, you meet monthly or you meet quarterly. Like, there's a very clear schedule where we come, we listen to the presenters, we enjoy the presenters, and we come back, right? So you're leading that tribe, and my encouragement to you is to think about what is the language that's different than all those other networking groups out there, right? What makes you more exceptional or more remarkable, or even just different? It doesn't have to be about better or worse. It could just be differences. But so as we have this community matrix, think about the other leaders you know in the communities they lead. Add that to that. Maybe you know, I'm part of a group called Illuminating Women, right? 1,000-plus members right now. They've got an incredible tribe that they're building of people who are supportive and encouraging and helping us, you know, be our brightest and most, you know, illuminated self. Because a lot of times we stay dark and we stay small, and the world doesn't want that. The world wants us to be bright. Think about other communities. Maybe it's a church group you're a part of, and you've got, you know, a small Bible study group, perhaps, or you've got a small networking group or a referral group, perhaps. How big are they? Are they 10 people strong, 25, 150, 150,000, if it's an alumni association? But just start to think about your community in terms of numbers. Not that the social audio matrix on the top, we're not measuring money. We're not measuring profitability, right? I know some very rich multimillionaire people that have less than 100 fans, and I know some brands who've got 100,000 plus, and they have no business model, and they have no sales funnel, and they have no, you know, they're not profitable, right? You can be large and entertaining, but not actually sustainable in some sort of financial sense. So know that the social audience matrix is there to help motivate you and encourage you and help you build a dream. If you have no idea how to leverage this for your brand, I would love to speak with anybody here and do a follow-up call. I'll make an offer in a bit after Cindy comes back on and we do some Q&A. But we do have an office space here in Bothell, Washington, right on Main Street. We call it the Remarkable Room, because my dream is to help support remarkable leaders, to help be that cheerleader and to be that, you know, technical guru behind them to help them so they can reach 10,000 or 100,000 if that's what they're dreaming about. And even if you're just thinking, how do I get to 500? You know, I would love to help you with that as well. And one of the other things about having that community matrix and being a remarkable leader is it's having a vision that goes beyond your community. Is that you, Cindy? I think I hear you coming back out. Do you want to do some Q&A?
Yes, I'm just opening up the lines here for you. So, Perfect. Wow, thank you so much, excuse me, Marcel, for just offering so many great tips and just insights for us. I especially love the distinction between community and tribe. And personally, I really didn't understand the difference in terms of, like you said, having your own language. The term community resonates more for me. And so I'm just, my question for you is, I get the distinction that you noted, but, you know, can I create that same distinction for community? Because to me, again, just that word doesn't resonate with me personally.
You can definitely be very successful with a community. I don't think you need a tribe. I just know there's quite a buzz in the marketplace right now, and people are saying you need a tribe, and I don't think you do. I think that you need a good product, and you need good service, and you need a place to find those people. And if the internet and building the audience online is that place, then you need to have those strategies that support that. But I know there's a lot of amazing business people that don't even have, they don't have a tribe. But I think the tribal mentality or the leaders, what's remarkable about what they can do is they can cast a new vision and a new direction and help an entire industry pivot, which is that's a big concept to understand. But if you can help an industry pivot based on your vision for the future, that's going to create a whole lot of business potentially.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I love that. I love what you said about that, because that's really kind of my vision and passion with the educational series and, elevating our skill set, to be able to create that, that new synergy in our networking community and in our, community at large.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So awesome. Well, thank you. So I've opened up the lines. We have a couple people that have muted themselves. So you'll need to unmute yourself if you want to chime in and ask a question. So this is a great opportunity to get your social media questions answered or anything that Marcel addressed to be able to share about that. So hop right in, guys.
Cindy, can you hear me? It's Bobby.
Yeah, I can hear you, Bobby.
Okay, great.
Thanks for joining us.
It's interesting that I have a very different definition for tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And that definition came from living in Southern California, and I think maybe they have a different definition between community and tribe. So I found that interesting how you, the definition you put to each one of them. Especially the one about having a common language. So that's interesting to me.
Yeah. And Bobby, are you building a community right now with your business?
No.
Okay. But you're in several, right?
Oh, I'm in lots of different networking groups. I just never have leveraged them in any direction to build a business. I'm a little different situation. I'm more of a casual entrepreneur at this point.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's cool to know that when and if you had a vision to do something with your business and to serve those communities and leverage those communities, that you could. And it probably wouldn't be as hard as you think. But there's a lot of people that know you and support you and would, participate.
I think you're absolutely right about that. It's a matter of my having confidence that, people really care about what I offer with my work stuff. And people that resonate with it, they might have an interest or they may not. But right now where I am in my business, I just really, it's not top priority for me. So, but I'm still pursuing it. I'm starting to do Zoom in 2018. I'll start doing my workshops on Zoom, so I can do it anywhere.
Awesome.
Yeah, thank you.
And there's something to be said for there are seasons, and I know that have been for me, where it's not about leading or creating. It's about just getting your basics met, your needs met. You know, sometimes we go to community for comfort or, comedy or just to participate. You know, so sometimes when we're networking in business, we just want to learn and be loved on and, you know, to get help, right? So sometimes we can just receive from the people who've created the communities, and there's incredible blessing in that, right? We don't all have to create a group to get benefit from a group. And some of us aren't called to lead. Some of us are called to support, or we're called to, heal or grow. And so sometimes just finding great communities to grow in is a valuable idea.
I absolutely assume that.
Yeah.
And I love that thought, too, because that's correct, Marcel. You know, there's a different time and season for everything. And, also for some people, like you said, they're not called to lead a group. But what I encourage people to do is to take ownership. So somebody, there's water or something going on. If you could mute yourself, please. So thank you so much. But, you know, I always encourage people, you know, you may not have started Exceptional Connections, but if this is a group that resonates with you and you want to call it one of your networking homes, of course we welcome you and we love having you. But I just encourage people to also take ownership. And kind of that's what I hear you saying and what you're teaching Lisa and others is, you know, share content, tell people you're going, treat it like you're the host, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak on that a little bit? You know, how to really, you know, be more engaged and not be like the wallflower, but, you know, really feel like you're the host?
Yeah, one of the best ways you can say thank you to somebody who's hosting events is to share or to syndicate the content they're sharing to promote that event, right? Because most communities are focused on growth and membership, and they want more people to know about this valuable thing. So if you share their Facebook events, and we did this experiment this week with my event coming up next week, that by 3 people sharing it, an additional 1,000 people saw that event.
Wow.
Right? So Cindy, if we could get, you know, even 10 of your exceptional connectors to make it a habit to share that event, I can almost guarantee that you're going to start to see your numbers and your Facebook insights go from, you know, whatever they are now to 1,000, maybe even 2,500 or 5,000 people. Just because a couple people were kind and thoughtful and clicked the share button. Now, it doesn't take a hard time. But part of it, too, for you then is you have to have consistently, you know, to create the Facebook event with the graphics that are, you know, people want to click going to. And there's a whole other theory around the right type of graphics to make people want to go to the event. Like I've had some events in the past where I don't even want to click going because their graphics are so out of alignment with my personal brand, and I don't resonate with it. So I'm kind of intentionally not supporting them because their graphics aren't elevating. You know, they're not that's a tricky thing too for people, because if you want people to share your content, you have to have good content.
Right. No, I that's so true. And what is the difference between, I mean, okay, I understand the difference, but I just want to have you kind of acknowledge the power of, let's say, we have our Exceptional Connections Facebook page versus the group. So the group is, there's more conversation going on, but the Facebook page is more informational. Is that, how would you...
I define pages are there to do outreach. They're there for advertising purposes because you can't run ads to a group. They're there for social proof and to build awareness in a city or, you know, a niche. Whereas the groups are more about once you have people who like the brand, it's to support them, it's to serve them, it's to entertain them, it's to educate them, right? There's that community where we come together to gather. With your Facebook business page, it's a tool to share your blog post or your newsletter. It's how you run ads, you know, so you can go from stage 1 to stage 5 if you want to grow the brand. The page is the top of your sales funnel normally, not the group. The group would be the benefit of going through a sales funnel. You can look at it that way. Group can be, I'm trying to think, not all groups are profitable, right? Like I'm in a couple groups that they're just for fun. They're just interesting. Whereas a business page, the goal is to make it profitable. The people who are selling groups, that's a, you know, when that becomes a product, it's a little bit different. But it's a lot of people are doing that right now. One of the benefits of their coaching program is you get access to my, you know, Facebook group. And so that's a tool to leverage a group is you get, you know, access to potentially people higher up on the expertise scale, right? Wouldn't it be nice to hang out with a bunch of experts versus a bunch of rookies? You know, so that's where a lot of these coaches are offering this community. This is a phenomenal community to be a part of.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you. So just as an example, we have 378 people in our business Exceptional Connections Facebook page. And then, you know, just in the last couple of weeks, we created the group, the Exceptional Connections group. And, you know, I noticed that people are starting to share and we're, you know, getting some conversations going. How do you transition people from your business page to your group? And is there some etiquette attached to that in terms of not, like, you know, not putting people in there without their permission?
Yeah, you definitely
need to address that.
Add people randomly because that will make them upset pretty quickly. I would recommend a video. I do a lot of video work. So it could be a video invitation where you invite people via video and maybe you do it twice a quarter where you can have a membership drive. Your goal is to boost it up. A lot of people run ads to an offer to then build the group, right? So that's the strategy. But the best way to get community inside that group or consistent engagement is to have a reoccurring event. Right, so I'm in a sales group where, you know, every Monday at 4, I go in and I learn some sales tips, right? And I know that if I've had a rough week or whatever, I can go there to get sales support along with all these other people learning about, you know, sales scripting and whatnot. So there's consistency for that leader then to continue to support and educate the people that are in there. So the way to build that community, and it could be monthly, it could be weekly. I know you've seen Debbie Page with her Profit Lab. She's adding value consistently. So we keep going back to that group consistently because there's activity and there's video and there's good questions. And that's part of it is, you know, every leader is going to embrace and encourage their community differently. But there are some things that we can count on, like consistency and events, adding, you know, file documents. Having a script, you know, even that you say at the end of your workshops to, you know, please join my online group to get people to know about it. And then you have to tell them why is this different than, you know, the lunchtime events. You've got to give them a reason to want to go there, right? So you're selling the idea of this community so instrumental because.
Okay, that's awesome. Great information there. So I could do videos and give, you know, relationship building tips or networking tips and do that once a week or once a month to start. Okay. Got it.
Wow. This is Gail. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Gail.
Great.
Hey,
content,
Gail.
Marcel. Great content. I love the distinction between the group and the business page because and I love the content that you and Cindy just shared about how you transition between one to the other. Because I am very slow at learning this type of thing, and every time I hear it, I get all excited, and then I try to implement what I learn, and I need to learn some more. So. I appreciate the content that you're sharing today. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. So Digital Gail, it sounds like you're developing a new idea for how your digital footprint could be, you know, more supportive of your business. That's great.
Oh, yes. I keep trying to figure it out, just like Bobby. keep trying to figure it out.
it's a process, though. It really is. And, you know, technology is changing so much, too. And then the distinctions of, you know, different groups versus business pages and all of that. There's a lot of moving parts, right, Marcel?
There are.
Hey, I have another question. I don't want to monopolize here, so I'll just make it quick. But what would you recommend in terms of for groups? I noticed there's secret groups, there's closed groups, there's, I guess they call them open or public groups.
Public.
What would you recommend? Because mine is the Exceptional Connections community we created as a closed group. So you have to request to be a member and get approved. Is that the main reason it's closed?
Closed is definitely my favorite. I'm not a fan of public groups, partly because it's public. And if I'm in a community, usually the conversation is around something specific and often personal. And I don't want everybody to know that I'm interested in, you know, laughter yoga or downward dog or, you know, who knows what. Like, so the idea of the community is that it's just for the people here. It's not for the whole internet. It's just for the members in this space. And then secret groups. That's more of an advanced, you know, if you're doing a sales funnel and you don't want people to find out about it, or it's like a mastermind, perhaps, so it might be secret.
Right.
But yeah, public groups, I tend to not enjoy those much because it's like, what's the point? Why not just have a page? But there are some people doing it well, like Dave Lifestyles is a public group, and Karen's did a great job with her public group, and she's getting a lot of visibility because of it. So there are benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to like a little more privacy, I think, in my online networking. So I don't know.
Right. Okay. No, that's helpful. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't missing out on more visibility by going public, but because we set up our group as a closed group, again, for the sense of community and privacy and to get to know one another. And then we have a secret group for our mentor connectors so we can you know, communicate. Mm-hmm. So that's reassuring that we're getting that set up properly.
If you were to ever do a, you know, really cool sales funnel around your upcoming course, you could have a free group about, you know, like educating on exceptional connecting. Like there could be a free group that is a lead magnet of sorts. It's a benefit, and then people are like, wow, what's this? And that's where you would stand out with, you know, remarkable graphics and cool videos and testimonials. Like there is a way eventually you may want to leverage a public group as a part of a sales funnel, but you don't have to. You can do it without it as well. So there's just, I mean, again, there's so many ways to success in the internet. That's kind of exciting, but.
That's a great idea because that's a way to, you know, be able to let people know about our upcoming skill shop and then, like you said, add testimonial for people who've been participating and what they were able to get out of them. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm still a little confused. This is Bobby. I'm still a little confused between a business Facebook, which seems to me to be the page where people would like and go, and then a group. Where do you create the group? Is that on Facebook?
Yeah, so if you were to go to facebook.com/groups, you could set, anybody can set up a free group or
a
secret group or a public group. And then within groups, Bobby, what's cool about it is you can upload files, you can do events just for members, you can
set
a group via hashtag, and there's, you can search for members. Like there's a lot of benefits of groups. It could be a training tool for, you know, a bunch of your sales reps or an encouragement group for people who are, you know, doing something under your, you know, your mentorship or whatnot. So there's a lot of reasons for great groups.
Okay, so I just wasn't aware of all the different components to the Facebook entity. You know, there's personal, there's business, now there's groups, you know.
Yeah, I think Facebook launched it back in 2011, right after Seth Godin wrote Tribes. Right, so I've been networking online. I'm probably connected to 200 groups, which is a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Wrote a great book about building a remarkable community just as Facebook launched groups, right? Because we used to do a ton of webinars, and one of my first information products was social media list machine, and it was how to leverage groups for business. And I'm so glad that it's a cool tool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a great tool, but you also have to be willing to babysit it or participate. I'm having a hard time giving up my free time in retirement.
Fair. Yeah, there are some groups that become, you know, deserted wastelands because whoever set it up doesn't have the bandwidth for that, and that's it's an opportunity for someone out there that maybe wants that group. And
right.
I don't know.
Don't do it just for the sake of doing it. Do it because it has a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Marcel, do you have a formula, you know, that you've kind of created over the years or you found have been successful in seeing how other people have been able to scale their groups? You know, you mentioned some ideas about videos and consistency and scripts and offers and all of that. But is there anything like, you know, kind of do this, then do that, then do that? Is there some kind of a steps or formula that you would recommend to be able to just really take a group from, say, you know, we have 31 members now to, you know, beyond?
Yeah, so definitely it's getting your own rules and regulations set up, because that's going to set the framework and the pace for the group.
Okay.
But then encouraging members to invite other members, doing events in the group, right? You can do a custom event just for that group. But really have it basically it's goal setting, have a membership drive. And if your goal is to get to 100, say, all right, we want each of you to invite 3 people, get the permission, but invite them to the group. Or think about people who have already been there. And then you've got to paint the picture or paint the value of why this, you know, Facebook group, because honestly, there's a ton of other networking groups online that you're not competing with. You've got to be better and different, right? And I think that's where, if you go back to your core values of who we are and why we are exceptional, keep singing the praises or like your bookmark, sing and teach and remind people that this is who we are and this is what we stand for, and we're raising the bar in networking. You know, cast that vision, because when you cast a vision, then you can enroll others into it. But if people don't see your vision, they're not going to be motivated to help you, unfortunately.
Got it.
So,
right. Okay,
and then,
awesome.
You know, you can update the cover photo every quarter with a new graphic that's, you know, interesting. Do videos, encourage members to interview each other. That would be a cool thing. You can do that in a group.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, there's a lot
so
of...
So they would do their own videos? They would do their own videos? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you want to encourage your community members to take ownership of it. And instead of saying you can't do things, it's here's what you can do. You can interview somebody. You can share somebody else's blog post. You can share, you know, like you're getting them to talk in the group versus out, you know, on their main page. And that's going to help, you know, people want to be recognized. So it's structuring those rules and regulations in a way that gets them to want to participate. It highlights them,
right.
It helps them feel, you know, they're creating those powerful advocates that you speak about.
Right. Well, I love that, because that's one of the reasons I've been hesitant to put rules and regulations, is I don't want to put a bunch of don'ts, because I really want our community to be fluid and, just like you said, you know, supporting one another, being cheerleaders for one another. So that really sets me free and helps a lot.
Yeah. And then another thought, too, is we used to teach, this is an old module in an old course we did, but it was have a bouncer and a butterfly, right? So someone in the group that can hold the rules and be, you know, the bad cop. And you have a butterfly, which is someone who kind of talks up content that you want to promote or you want to be seen more. So there's kind of a strategy in personalities. If you get the right people to help, you know, butterfly up the content that's going to help support, you know, your vision of the company. And then a bouncer, somebody who says, that's spam. I'm sorry, you can't do that here. But they can't be the same person, because it's hard to do.
No, I love that.
I've never
heard that, but I could see how that would be very supportive of that group to have, you know, the members take ownership, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
And that's all what I do for my clients. I'm the social media butterfly for them. I help them, you know, bring their content back to the surface, because they can't always point at themselves saying, hey, I'm awesome. But I can say, hey, this person's awesome, or this blog post, you know. So there's strategy there for sure.
Right. Love it. So just put out a last call for not only questions, but any takeaways or insights that you've heard or learned either from Marcel's talk or from just the questions we've been asking. Anybody want to jump in? I want to give you an opportunity to be able to share if you haven't already. And we'll start wrapping things up after that. Anybody have anything else they want to jump in and share. So how about you, Marcel? Is there anything that that maybe in this conversation that, you know, has been spurred that you think our listeners would be, it would be a value to them for that next step to get going and, you know, join more groups? And I love the awareness piece, you know, and you having us list the groups and check how many members. And so that's really awesome. So any last parting words that you want to share, and then we'll I want to be able to also give you an opportunity to share how people can work with you.
Yeah. My encouragement really is for you to develop digital you, and it takes you know, strength and focus, and it takes being on offense. And that's why I want you to have a community matrix, so you don't log into Facebook and watch 15 cat videos, right? Because that's not going to help grow your business. But if you go in there and you intentionally think, how can I serve these 10 groups today or this week? And if that's your goal for networking, you're now going to rise from just, you know, a common member to a leader and an advocate and a, you know, a powerful connector in those groups. So think about how you can serve the groups you're in. I think that's my, and be on the offense about it, right? Make it a part of your, you know, marketing campaign or your marketing ritual to go and share something supportive. Because I think more groups would do better if there were people that were actually coming from a place of service and not just, you know, me. but if we're not intentional, it doesn't happen. And I'll encourage you with your networking.
You're singing my song. That's exactly my heart, my passion, and thank you. You're helping me to develop, you know, because it's in, you know, it's one thing when it's in your heart, in your head, but to be able to voice it and be able to create action from that is a really powerful thing. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Great closing. So I don't want to let this session end before we ask Marcel how our listeners can keep in touch with you, how they can work with you, and then you mentioned to me before the call that you have a special offering.
Yeah, I do. And so first, also, thank you so much, Cindy, for having me here and leading such a great group. These are wonderful people, and I'm excited for what they're going to create when they develop Digital Them. And Developing Digital You is a product on Facebook, right? So people could go online and click like and learn about the workshops we have here, learn about the book. So I'd encourage you to do that. Dreamosity is my company. It's a social media management and training company. So if people did want some one-to-one help, I'm available to help people develop maybe a great campaign for 2018 if they want someone to help do it with them. And then my offer today, I actually wrote a book, I'm so proud of myself, called Developing Digital You, and it's 250 activities, concepts, and insights to strengthen your digital you. And I focus on four main social media platforms, so Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest. Actually, Pinterest has been one of my favorite networking sites over the years. But I've got a digital version available for $47, and then a print version if you want it mailed to your home. For $97, and they can look more about what that is at dreamosity.com. That's dreamosity.com/exceptional, right? So you'll be taken to the sales page there. You can learn about the book. And the reason the price is a little bit higher, it's not just a $20 book, is because every course I've taught over 2017, these are those worksheets. These are those courses, right? So if you were to come to all of those workshops, it would have been $300 and $350. So $47 for the digital download is a great deal. I encourage you to pick it up. And then if you're local to the Bothell area, this next week on the 28th at 9 a.m., I'm doing a $25 Developing Digital You workshop where you can come review what you've done for 2017 and understand the data, and we're going to really go, it's more review and reflection, but that might be something people want to come if they're anything like me where they're visual and they're kinesthetic and they need to see things, they can't just hear it. This would be a great program for that, and that's only $25. So I would love to help, you know, develop Digital Gail and Digital Bobby and even Digital Cindy. I mean, you've got a huge vision, Cindy, and if I can support you on that, I want to do that. So, yeah, dreamosity.com/exceptional to hear about the book offers.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking time to share with our December Exceptional Connections community and also the extra content and value that you've offered for us, and you've given us some great memes that I'll be posting on the group page as well. So thank you so much, Marcel.
You're welcome.
So, but wait, there's more. So I just want to mention that it's not too late to grab your seat to attend our first quarter educational series, Skill Shop, offered in 2018, offered by Real Marketing Solutions founder Sarah Frank. She was our Exceptional Connections speaker in November, I believe. And yes, so great news, the early bird rate is still available if you act now. So you'll not want to miss the opportunity to take a deeper dive with us on Thursday, January 28th. So put that on your calendar. And you'll be able to experience firsthand Sarah's two-hour Skill Shop topic. She's going to help us to create our social media sales funnel Skill Shop. So very much like Marcel was mentioning, you know, this is content that I feel is very relevant and important for us to, as connectors in the community, to be able to know how to implement for ourselves and also to support one another. So at Sarah's Skill Shop, you're going to gain a deeper understanding of buyers' behavior on social media and the type of content that advances clients through the different stages of the social media sales funnel. We will learn how to create a content strategy to convert strangers to followers, followers to leads, leads to paying clients, and of course, raving fans. And then you will learn how to attract qualified leads, understand how to target your ideal clients, how to generate content that moves clients through the stages of the sales funnel, and learn digital marketing trends for 2018. So we're really, this has been kind of my passion, is to be more visible and to be able to understand a lot of these moving parts that Marcel was talking about. So again, if you go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com and you go to the educational series, you can click on the link or to take you to the Eventbrite, or you can go to ecn-educational-series-jan.eventbrite.com. That will take you directly there. Or, of course, contact me, your chief connector, Cindy O'Neill Dady, at Cindy, C-Y-N-D-I, at exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com. And I'll be glad to send you the link or give you more information. So lastly, our January Exceptional Connections featured speech, boy, I can say that. Our January Exceptional Connections featured luncheon speaker, that is a tongue twister there, is Karen McGregor from Abbotsford, British Columbia. She is the founder of Speaker Success Formula, and Karen and I have been speaking for a couple years to get her to share with our community, and I'm so excited that she's going to be joining us in January. She will be sharing how to triple your income through speaking at our Tuesday, January 9th event at the Pizza Coop and Ale House in Woodinville. And if you're not a speaker, don't be discouraged, because she realizes, and I was very excited to hear her passion for this, every one of us who have a business need to know how to present ourselves. So it's not always on the big stage. So she's going to give us all kinds of strategies and tips and ideas for being able to monetize ourselves through our own presence. So very exciting. So it is a minute till one, and so I will sign off today by wishing all of our listeners and your families a very blessed Christmas, as well as a prosperous, healthy, and joyous new year. So in the true spirit of the holiday season, wishing you love, hope, happiness, and all of that and more during the Christmas season and beyond. So take care, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Everybody want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Bye. Thank you, Marcel.
Merry
Thank
Christmas.
You, Marcel. Merry Christmas to you guys, too. All right. Well, take care, and looking forward to seeing you in January.